ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
बुद्धरस्य सनयाम् उपयेम इरावतीम् जनमेजय आदिम् चतुरः सस्याम् उपादय सुताम् स उत्तरस्य सनयाम् उपयेम इरावतीम् जनमे दयाजीं चतुरः तस्यामुत्पादयत् सुधा स उत्तरस्य सनयाम् उपयेम इरावतीम् जनमे जयाजीं चतुरः तस्यामुत्पादयत्सतम् स उत्तरस्य तनयाम् उपयेम तस्यामुत्पादयत्सुतान् उत्तरस्य किङ्गुत्तर प्रणयाम् दाशर उपयेमे मेरि युरावतीं युरावती Janamejaya, Ajin, headed by Maharaj Janamejaya. Chaturaha, four in number. Vasyam, her, Utpadaya, Mary, Sudan, sons. Translation.
Whose father is Mary?
Could be produced.
Begotten. It said we begotten. That's correct.
King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons, headed by Maharaj and Janamejaya.
स उत्तरस्य तनया महाराज परीक्षित हिज मदर्स नेम वाज उत्तरा उत्तरा मीन्स किंग विराह ही हैज टू इशूज वन सन वन डॉटर The son's name was Uttara and the daughter's name was Uttara. This Uttara was taught dancing by Arjuna. When Arjuna was staying at Maharaj Virasa's house as an ordinary dancing master, they did not know that he is Arjuna, because the promise was for 1 year they should remain incognito. If they are detected, then again for 12 years they will be banished. So Arjuna, him and others, they took different types of services in the house, palace of Maharaj Uttara. Maharaj Virat. So he was appointed as a dancing master, teacher, to the daughter Uttara. They see Arjuna is a great warrior and he was expert dancing master. So, when it was disclosed that these servants, they are the Pandavas, they remained here as ordinary servants. So, Maharaj Virat was very much pleased that such exalted persons are living in my house, incognito. So, he offered Uttara to Arjuna that you marry my daughter. You have taught her dancing. So Arjuna said, how can I marry her? I am teacher and she is my disciple. She is my daughter. How can I marry her? Then Arjuna said that if you want to keep this daughter in our family, I have got a grown-up son, 16 years old. That means Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra, the Subhadra, Krishna Balaram Subhadra. So Subhadra was married to Arjuna and the son was Abhimanyu. So Uttara was married to Abhimanyu. Then the son was Maharaj Parikshit. Abhimanyu was just married and the war was declared. So when Abhimanyu had to go to fight, so he went to fight in the battlefield of Kurukshetra on behalf of his father, but he never returned. He died. So Uttara was pregnant and Maharaj Parikshit was within the home. But the opposite party, they killed, and the last killing was 5 sons of Pandavas. They were sleeping and Asatthama, just to satisfy Duryodhana, he killed these sons while they were sleeping, must have offered them, and brought the heads to Duryodhana. Now I have finished the Kuruma. So Duryodhana could understand that they are not the heads of the Pandavas, but their sons. So out of disappointment that our whole family is now finished, he died. So only Maharaj Parikshit was in the womb of his mother. That was also attempted to be killed by Brahmastra. Brahmastra is almost similar to the atomic weapon. And Brahmastra, the specific function of Brahmastra is that when this weapon is released, it will kill the particular man wherever he is. It will go there and kill him. It doesn't matter whether he's in front or in somewhere. The weapon is so powerful that simply by mantra you release it and it will kill your enemy, wherever he is. So one Brahmastra was released to kill this child, baby within the womb, embryo to kill. And at that time, Uttara felt her pregnancy is going to be what is called discharge. So immediately she approached Krishna, I am feeling like that, miscarrying. Please tell me. So at that time, Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and saved the child from the Brahma. So Maharaj Parikshit is such a devotee that he was protected from the embryo by Krishna. Therefore, Supreme Goswami has this Mahapurushka. You are great personality. So this Maharaj Parikshit was again cursed by a Brahmin. He retaliated, but he did not do so, just to offer respect to the Brahmin. He considered himself offender. That is last days, and because he was cursed by Brahmin at the last stage of his life, 7 days he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, we have got this book. This is it. Oh, sorry. So here, Maharaj Parikshit, son of Uttara, but he married his maternal uncle's daughter. That was permissible. Still it is permissible. This kind of marriage is considered very aristocratic. To marry the daughter of maternal uncle. So, Arjuna also married the daughter of maternal uncle. Kunti is the sister of Vasudeva, Krishna's father. And Subhadra is the daughter of Vasudeva. So he also married. Except in southern India, this process is now no longer existing. In Bengal and other provinces of India, they do not marry the first cousin. So that is the marriage system. But in southern India, staying to marry the daughter of maternal uncle is considered as very aristocratic. So this system was current 5,000 years ago also. So Maharaj Parikshit married his uncle's daughter, Uttarasya Tanaya. Tanaya means daughter. Uttarasya Tanaya. Upajima. And her name was Iravati. Iravati. So, in the womb of Iravati, Maharaj Parikshit begotten 4 sons. The first one's name is Janmendra. Adi. Adi means beginning. He begot 4 sons. Beginning in Janmendra. The history of Janmendra is also very nice. You can read the Janmendra paragraph.
Janmendra, one of the Rajarshi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Parikshit. His mother's name is Iravati, or according to some, Madravati. Maharaj Janamejaya begot 2 sons of the names Ngyatanika and Sankukarna. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage, and he had 3 younger brothers named Shrutasena, Ugrasena, and Bhimasena II. He invaded Takshila, or Ajanta, and he decided to to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father, Maharaj Parikshit.
Yes. Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by a Brahmin boy, not even 12 years old. When he heard that his father was insulted, one morning he was in meditation and Maharaj Parikshit was in the forest hunting. So he was very much thirsty. So in those days in the forest there were many hermitage, saintly person sages used to live. So he entered one of them and asked for water. But the muni was great meditation. He could not hear him, receive the thing. So he felt insulted that I asked water, this man is silent. So there was a dead snake. So out of anger, he took the dead snake and wrapped it and went on. So this news was spread and his son was praying. And as soon as he heard that my father has been insulted in this way, he became very angry and cursed him immediately that this snake or a snake would bite this king and he would die out of snake bite. So, and then again he came to his father. He was crying. The father at that time, the meditation of the father was broken. Why, my son, you are crying? And you have been insulted by Maharaj Parikshit. I have cursed him like this. Oh, what you have done wrong? You have cursed Maharaj Parikshit. The greatest blame will be on the Brahman society. The Kali Yuga begins deterioration of the Brahmin community. You are the first. The one thing is that even a child born of a Brahmin was so powerful that because he cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die out of snake bite, it could not be withdrawn. He died. Just see how much Brahminical power was that time. Even a child, what to speak of, grown up. So in those days, as in the first verse we learned, Vijayavarsha Shikshaya. The Brahmins, they were controlling the state. But not directly, not sitting on the throne, but giving the kings good advice according to Shastra, that you rule over like this, this is the process, and the kings should avoid that. Although the monarchy was there, but they were not irresponsible. First of all, the king was trained and educated perfectly. Therefore it is called Dijavarga Sikshaya. Yesterday I spent Dija, the twice for Brahmi, and again it is added with another word, Varja. Varja means the first class, not third class, first class man. Dijavarga Sikshaya. They used to teach. They used to advise. And if the king was worthless, sometimes they would kill the king. And next son, his son would take position. That was done in the case of Maharaj Bena. Maharaj Bena, he was upstart. He was born of a low-class mother. So he became so upstart that in his boyhood, he was playing with friends, and if there was some quarrel, he would kill. There's such prayer. So his father became so disgusted, tried to reform him in so many ways that he could not reform the father, Maharaj Anga. He left the king all of a sudden, kingdom all of a sudden, being disgusted. Then the Brahmins asked the king that you are not ruling very nicely. You have stopped for religious function. This is not good for the people, neither for you. They first of all tried to pacify him by nice instruction. But the king said, you Brahmins, you do not know me very well. I am God and this and that. Then you are killed by the Brahmins. You know that Jamadagni, Parashuram, when he saw that the kings were not responsible, he killed the whole Kshatriya family for 21 times. So that was his order. If the Brahmins would see that the Kshatriyas, the kings, are not ruling properly according to the Vedic principle, sometimes they would kill the king. So the Maharaj Parikshit was also killed, but not for his fault. There was, of course, little fault that he took this. That is Krishna's arrangement. He was to go leave this world so that Bhagavat may be spoken and people will derive benefit out of it. Otherwise, Maharaj Parikshit could retaliate. You are so powerful, devotee. But he did not. So, Gandhi.
He performed a great sacrifice called Sarpa Yajna.
Sarpa Yajna. Because his father, Maharaj Parikshit, died of a snake bite, so he performed a yajna that all the snakes within this universe must die now. That was his determination. So he was performing such yajna that all the snakes, they are coming and calling on the path, on the path. So there are such powerful mantras that one could do that. This is now, Parvata, nobody knows, nobody can believe. But it was possible by the Brahmins, by chanting the Vedic mantra, they could do anything they like. That was the yajna performance.
To kill a race of serpents, including the Takshaka, which had bitten his father to death. On a quest from many influential demigods and sages, he had to change his decision to kill a race of snakes.
Yes. Although he was determined to kill, he was requested by many demigods and the person just for one snake's fault. That was also destination, destined. You cannot kill all the species of snake. Then it was stopped. Then?
But despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly and stopping further procedure of the sacrifice. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva also was present, and he personally narrated the history of the Battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later on, by the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple, Vaishampaya, narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see him again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. being fully satisfied, he made charities most munificently to the brahmanas present in the sacrifice. Ajahara Ashwamedham Dream Gangayam Puri Dakshinam Charadvatam Gurum Kritva Diva Yatra Akshigochara Ajahara Ashwamedham Dream Asra Mirantin Gangayan Puri Dakshinan Sharadvatam Gurum Kritva Diva Yatrakshi Goshara Ajahara Shvamidhan Stream Gangayan Puri Dakshinan Sharadvatam Gurum Krutva Diva Yatrakshi Gochara Ajahara Shvamidhan Stream Gangayam Puri Dakshinam Sharadvatam Gurum Kritva Diva Yatrakshi Gochara.
Now chant, please.